Sitka Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt didn't think the hybrid police cruiser's time had come.
The police industry hasn't embraced hybrids at this point in time. Really, we'd be out in front. They're not being employed very much down in Lower 48, and I thought it would be very risky to try to be out in front with hybrids at this point in time, possibly 3 years from now.
Schmidt went on to explain that the Crown Victorias used by the department now were equipped with special police packages, engines, transmissions, and most importantly, electrical alternators to handle 24-hour, 365-day duty. He said that some of the radios and other equipment in the existing three cars could be shifted into the new vehicles. Schmidt said he had begun research on hybrids when he purchased the current Crown Vicks in 2005. He believed hybrids still had a long way to go.
We don't have mechanics trained to deal with these vehicles. The unions don't like these vehicles because of radio interference problems they've had in Lower 48. So the industry is not really ready for this type of vehicle. Will they last 175,000 miles? I don't know. As far as them being more practical and costing less money, they're probably going to cost more money and end up not saving us that much money for gas either.
Schmidt said that two of the vehicles in service now had 125,000 miles, the third 107,000 miles. He said maintenance costs on the cars had tripled over the 3 years that they had been in use, and the department was now beginning to look at transmission and axle replacements that he did not consider cost-effective. While no one on the assembly wanted to dictate to the police department what kind of vehicles they should use, member Jack Osmond believed it was time for the city to start putting its money where its mouth was as far as global warming was concerned.
I get the feeling that we're not really buying in to this problem. Here in Alaska, where we're actually in the forefront of this battle, if you will, I think we need to show some being up front and not have to wait for Missouri to buy police cars.
Osmond reminded the assembly that they had a citywide greenhouse gas inventory prepared last summer and referred to other legislative measures the group had taken to address global warming, including signing the nationwide mayor's agreement on climate protection. Larry Cruz wasn't on the assembly when it last took on climate change issues. He simply considered hybrids untested for police work.
I mean, I'm all for the hybrids and stuff, but I think that I much prefer to see them proving themselves someplace else. You know, take a bigger city that's got the money to pay for these things. You know, we don't have the money to pay for this kind of newness out here. And you're putting it in a police department car, which, you know, that's an emergency response vehicle. And I would not want to see something like this jeopardize, you know, a call.
Assemblymember Cheryl Westover said she didn't mind waiting 3 years, and she hoped the chief would keep an eye on the police market for hybrids. Phyllis Hackett, who earlier in the discussion had proposed possibly requiring one of the three cars to be a hybrid, said she agreed the type of vehicle ultimately was a departmental decision.
It's certainly not my call. I would just like to encourage, as Mr. Osmond said, the city to be a little more responsible in that arena, and anything we can do to encourage that, I would support.
The money for the three new cars already exists in the Central Garage Sinking Fund. Chief Schmidt said it would take several months from the time the cars would be ordered until the time they were ready to roll. The current dark blue cars were acquired in a surplus order from the Anchorage Police Department. Schmidt said he expected the new cars would be white. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.